Good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing today? One more day, you and I, we're working out together. We're working on our mental toughness conditioning, attacking every single day with passion, with drive, with focus, focused on those goals, plans, that vision that we've created for ourselves. We're thinking about it every single day. We're reevaluating it. We're wondering if we can even achieve more and experience more of those feelings and emotions that come with all those accomplishments, those goals, those plans that we have in front of us. We're asking ourselves, is that really what I want? Is that really going to make me happy? And we don't just come up with one way of thinking and just setting it and forgetting it. We're continually, by you joining this podcast every single day, making it part of your day, 30 minutes in this passive manner, with me asking you these questions, you're investing the time and energy in yourself to reevaluate it every single day. You know, the thing that's awesome about listening to this podcast every single day and making it part of your daily discipline is, you know, you're always striving for more, and it's not necessarily more accomplishments or things all the time. You know, those things aren't always so important. It's the feelings that come with it. It's feeling in control. It's feeling that you have some direction and some purpose, that you have the faith that tomorrow will be a better day if you do this, 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 and this. And sometimes, you know, creating that plan and doing this, 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 and this, whether it works out at all and whether it works out as quickly or as easily as we expected, sometimes just creating a list that you believe will help you experience those feelings and emotions that tomorrow will be a better day, that you'll achieve those goals. You'll feel in control. You'll feel a level of happiness and fulfillment. Sometimes just getting yourself to do those things, knowing that you're working on yourself, it's a great feeling to know you're taking control and actually doing something rather than just being pushed around whatever mood your boss is in or your coworkers or even your spouse. You know, you're in control. You can lead your own life. You can control your own thoughts. Our mind, so important to our minute to minute, definitely day to day, week to week, month to month actions. It's how we control our minds, and you're taking the time to think about these things, to just sharpen the saw instead of just moving, making a plan 3 months ago, 3 years ago, and just putting your head down and hoping that works out, even though it may not be working out to the level that you want, right? You're not doing that. Every single day, you can sharpen. You have that mental and emotional flexibility that I can change whatever plans I've set if I find out that it's not getting me closer to those goals, plans, dreams, those feelings and emotions that I want. I can change them every single day, and I'm feel good about it. I mean, the odds that you're going to pick out a plan of how to think and how to act and just do that for the next 3 months and boom, all your goals are going to just work out so wonderfully. I mean, that would be nice, right? You just come up with a plan. You've never been to where you want to go. You've never achieved that goal. You've never had those feelings before. But somehow we think that we have the ability to create some plan. All right, and we're not going to have to deviate. We're going to get from point A to point B. Boom, 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 boom. How often does that work out? Now, we have to believe. We have to believe that what we do is going to get us close to those goals. Or, you know, how can we get up early in the morning or stay up late at night or do those extra things, like listening to this Morning Connection podcast, if we don't believe our plan will get us there? So we have to get ourselves to believe, but we have to be mentally and emotionally flexible for all the changes that come along with it. Like I said, me just merely asking these questions, not telling you what to do. You know, I tell you some stories, share some of my experiences and some stories about my life, some things that I've observed in my travel about other people, maybe some lessons that I learn about life and the common challenges that we go through and the common strategies that it takes to actually break through those challenges, the solutions. You know, I'm sitting at a very fortunate position, not just because I put so much thought into this area of life, this important area of life. And, you know, I step up and I share that with you. And I've been doing this for 25 years in some way, shape, or form. And, you know, I talk to people all the time. They know me as a 6-time national champion, drug-free bodybuilder, and a writer for the magazines, and have been a leader in that particular niche of life, bodybuilding, fitness, and training, that a lot of people have come through, whether or not they stuck with it, but they've come through that. Many people have come through that over all these years. I tell them, it's this type of thinking, and then for whatever reasons, that became important to me, and I put all my energy and focus to master that. But it's this type of thinking that helped me achieve that. After that, you know, again, in my own personal journey, and as my goals changed and I shifted my sights and I wanted to experience more feelings and emotions, I called on the same mental toughness conditioning, this same peak performance strategies that I spent a lot of time and energy and effort, and I just focused it in that area. When I was balancing on my life after a very intense 15-year straight competitive bodybuilding career, you know, I overcompensated to adjust back into society at a higher level. And, you know, I wanted to be a leader. I wanted to experience life at a higher level, and because I was making up for my 15 years of seclusion, folks, where that wasn't important to me. And that's how the Manformation program was created. My intense focus on that, you know, how to control your mind and emotions from a man's perspective. All the metaphors and analogies that I talk about in the Manformation program are things that we just get. I talked about yesterday how, you know, the Manformation program is awesome for women. These podcasts, they're not necessarily only for guys or for women, but the stories and metaphors that I use as a teacher, as a coach, to connect, boom, right with my target audience, men. You know, I get to use stories that they can definitely relate to, talking some guy talk along the way. But it's great for women, too. Great for women, too. Well, that's what I focused on. But I used the same skill set to achieve that goal. Then when I was done with that, a lot of going around and being in just situations that I really enjoyed, it was really important to me, a lot of fun along the way. Everything that the Manformation program got for me as a single man, right? Then, you know, okay, that's done. It was the next stage of my life. And then, you know, I used it to apply to becoming the man, to attract a woman that I could spend my life with. And now I have a, you know, a family that I'm so dedicated to. And, you know, it's a culmination of all my journey, all my ups and downs and all arounds. But more than that, it was just, like I said, all the lessons that I learned, all the mental toughness, apply that now to my businesses, Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality, most effective bodybuilding supplement, sports nutrition line. Appreciate you giving me a shot there. Thank you so much for the emails. You can check that out at massmachinenutrition.com, or you can take the short link over to bodybuilding.com with sltips.com/3. Thank you so much for your support. I really appreciate that business. And then, you know what, you hear me. That's why I get up early in the morning so excited to share these thoughts, this passion, this vision that I shared with you about helping you become a better man than me. I want to use all my pain and all my experiences, you know, my successes too. I want to share them with you in this podcast. I share it in my one-on-one coaching. I'd love to get a 23-year-old, 25-year-old guy and just, you know, as a big brother, as a father figure, to say, yep, I remember thinking that way, and this, this, and this, and this. You know, whether we're talking about women, or confidence, or presentation, or accomplishing goals. Man, I just love shaving off trial and error through my Manformation coaching, helping these guys. Just probably the thing that brings me the most joy, and I just know it's the most productive towards that vision I have to help you become your best, both inside and outside the gym, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, all those type of things. And man, I just get to connect with these guys every single week. I just really love doing it. And, you know, I kind of tell them, it's like if you gave a 16-year-old kid a fine automobile, a BMW for their 16th birthday, and they never have driven, you know, a broken down car where I don't know what it was like for you, but, you know, my first car, man, when I turned the key, it was 50-50 shot that it would even start up, you know? So, you know, when you're driving a finer automobile, you can really appreciate it. Contrast, you know the difference. If you were to give that car to a 16-year-old, you know, his friends can say, wow, you're so lucky you have that BMW. And even adults can tell them that too. I didn't have a car like that back in my day, right? They could be driving down the street and people can look at them, hey, man, that's awesome, nice car. Give them a sign of approval as they drive by or they're stopped at a stop sign. A 16-year-old, however, can't contrast that to the struggle, all right, what it actually took to get there because they were given it, right? And, you know, intellectually, they know they've got a great car. So many people tell them they know that. I guess they can imagine what it would be like to have unreliable transportation, and maybe even they have friends that have that unreliable transportation, all right? But they themselves only understand it on an intellectual level. They haven't had the contrast of good times and bad times, right? And, you know, that's the one thing I warn my one-on-one coaching students about these guys is that, look, I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom. I'm giving you strategies that how to look at certain challenges that you haven't even faced yet, and this is how you work through them. Now, everybody has to go through their own particular journey, so I don't expect, well, Skip told me to do this and just do this, this, and this. I do know this, whether, you know, that would be awesome for them if they would do that. I know that that's not necessarily how life works. But the great thing about it, they won't be beating themselves up on the head, trying to figure it out, trying to reinvent the wheel. Maybe they'll go a couple years without applying the lessons that maybe they learned through our coaching. Maybe a couple years, maybe a couple months. Maybe they tried their way or 10 different ways without success before they finally say, they try it, and then they say, wow, why didn't I do this before? This is what Skip was telling me all along. I see what he's saying now. Well, the great thing about that is it's a lot better 3 months or 3 years later than it would be 20 years later. And some of these lessons, I'm not too proud to say, although I forgive myself because it's human nature. It took me those 20 years and 100 different ways before. You know, I may have come across a solution that actually worked, and maybe I heard many, many years before. I know that they are going to come to those conclusions and get on the right path to life sooner rather than later, and then they'll get on the next challenge and the next challenge. All right, they'll be setting them up and knocking them down a lot sooner in the process with me, and that's what I love so much about it. But everything that I do and everything that I align my feelings and emotions and set those goals to that are working is all because of this stuff that you're doing every single day. It's taking the extra time to think about it. You know, I get up for you, really think about how I can help you every single day. And all you have to do is get as close to that level 10 and go through the visualization, the imagery, the thought process as I ask you these questions, get you to think. I'm going to ask you this. I should add this to another one of our daily disciplines, but so here you are. You've taken the time. You've downloaded this podcast. You're listening to it in the gym, on your commute home, on your commute to work. I don't know when you're walking your dog, when you're getting ready in the morning. However it is you do it, you should be in a pattern by now for this daily discipline. There's so many variables in life. So many people, we talked about email dictating your focus and mood, maybe first thing in the morning, how you want to avoid that, control that for yourself. You know, sometimes we can't, you know, we work for somebody else. Every day is different. We're in business, right? So there's a certain part of life we have to have that mental and emotional flexibility. That's just what it requires, right? So the more things that we can, you know, make daily disciplines, habits, work them into certain time frames. So we'll always do it. That's number one. So we'll always do it because we know it's the right thing, the better. And then when they're scheduled at a certain time, we know, boom, all right, what kind of state am I in to really, really get the most out of this daily exercise? And that's what this is, mental toughness conditioning. It's exercise every single day. So I'm going to ask you, how close, where are you on a scale from 1 to 10 that you can really absorb this, you're really listening, you're really going through the questions? How awake are you right now? Right, the more you can push yourself, even when you're passively listening to this podcast, the more you're going to get out of it. Here we are at podcast number 139. What happens when we're at podcast number 169 or 269? And every single time you've shown up for this podcast, you know, you're at least asking yourself, where am I right now? What's my state like on a scale from 1 to 10? So ask yourself right now, listening to this, what state are you in right now? How close are you to 10? You know, and I don't expect as your coach, as your friend, for you to be at a level 10 every single day. But I want you to, I do expect you to ask yourself that on the important things in life. How are you showing up? Because a lot of times before you enter every situation, or if you can stop yourself in the middle of it and just ask yourself, where am I on a scale from 1 to 10 about showing up, about absorbing, get the most out of it? And I'm not just talking about work or production or a workout of strength. Also talking about in conversations, you know, how willing are you to accept this life learning lesson that may be going on right in front of you? Or how much are you really connecting or experiencing the person in front of you? Maybe the look in your child's eyes or your loved one's eyes or a friend who's talking to you. You know, what level are you showing up? I just want you to get in the habit of asking yourself that question. You know, yesterday I talked about sometimes we go for results, right? And we think they're going to bring a set of emotions. And I talked about, you know, my experiences with that and shared some commonality of the men that I've had the pleasure of working with, buddies of mine, friends, you know, that this common experience we go through where, you know, we set these goals and we really believe that when we reach those goals, we're going to just have this great, awesome feeling, a sense of accomplishment, right? But after we do it, we're going, okay, this is good. You know, people are congratulating me. I mean, I set myself on this goal, and I respect it. I appreciate it. But that didn't bring me those feelings that I had hoped it to, or certainly not at the level that I wanted. And sometimes that's something you may keep to yourself because everybody's congratulating you and you took so much time. You want to say, well, you know what? I've got to, you know, you convince yourself. I have so much to be happy about. I have so much to be proud of. Look what I accomplished. But it's not quite it. And that's the time where you really think about all these things that, you know, we're discussing during this Morning Connection podcast, because we don't want to, you know, focus and sacrifice and put in all that hard work and dedication. You know, sacrifice good times connection with our family, with our friends. For yourself, you're not enjoying life on a day-to-day basis because you know that you have to sacrifice some of that to reach this goal, right? We're going to give up some things in the short term to have those long-term feelings and emotions that we really want. And we believe that if we reach this goal, that's what's going to do it for us, right? So if we're going to do all that, we want to make sure, if there's any possible way, that that's really going to get those feelings and emotions that we want. Because we don't want to say, oh, go on some, I don't know, 3-year long journey for some promotion, some money, some cars, some houses, some achievements, maybe a national championship as a bodybuilder or whatever. And then we achieve it and then we think, okay, well, you know, that's not it. I got to set some more goals, because I'm looking for this feeling inside, right? And then you focus it on somewhere else. You probably have seen this, and maybe this is you, someone who's really driven, committed. You even see it in people who are really addicted to things, maybe in an unhealthy manner. You've kind of observed that. That's your opinion of what's going on with them. And they go from one to the other, from one to the other. And they never get those feelings and emotions. That's why they go for another one. It's time to stop, maybe all of us. Maybe we need to stop and really think about some of these things that I'm talking about. What are those feelings, those emotions that we really want? It's why I'm asking these questions every single day. We want to. We only have so much time on this earth. I'll tell you, if you're young, you want to just take advantage of this time, right? This window of opportunity, just kill it right now. Instead of just going for your goals, I mean, get clear, get focused, and really kill it, you know. Hurry up so and find out, is that what I really wanted? So if it's not, you still have plenty of time to go for the next one and the next one. And if you're a little bit older, you know exactly what I'm talking about, how time in life passes by quickly, and you can't do anything about the time that's gone by or that time you didn't really get this stuff together. All you can do is focus on the time in front of you, right? You can't go back in time. You know that. So how do you live with a sense of urgency to just milk every ounce of passion, of energy, of excitement, of fulfillment, those emotions that you want out of every minute you can in the time you have left on this planet? Living with that sense of urgency so you get it done. You ask yourself the right questions. You push yourself. You show up to even a little thing like a podcast at as close to a level 10 as possible so you get every lesson out of it so you can make, like I said, every minute from this day forward filled with as much passion, fulfillment, love, warmth, achievement, accomplishment, whatever you believe that you're after. But, you know, you want to really think about it before you just put your head down and hope that that's going to bring you those feelings, those emotions. You know, I have some people, they kind of read between the lines or they're kind of getting my message, and I have a lot of people who respect my efforts, my level of mastery when it comes to bodybuilding and training. And they are kind of getting what I'm saying, and they're knowing how much time, energy, and effort I put into it, and everything that came with it, things that's what drew them to me because of my level of mastery. And that's what they want. And so they're kind of hearing what I'm saying, and they're going, and they don't want to hear it. They respect me enough to ask me this question, but they don't want to hear it. And they say, well, do you think, okay, it's great, you learned all these lessons, but do you think you could have been such a champion, such a leader in the industry to accomplish what you've accomplished, you know, if you didn't go through whatever it is you're trying to explain to me to help me to go through? Because I want to achieve what you've achieved, if not even more. That's why they come to me, right? And they ask me that question, and I have to be honest, I don't know. I don't know. All I can do and all you can do is do your best to hit that bullseye. And that bullseye is to be happy. And we all have a different bullseye, right? What makes you happy may or may not make me happy, even though it may be an admirable achievement or what you have in mind. Or a combination of this or more of this or a little bit less of this. I don't need quite as much of that. Oh, I need more of that. Whatever it is, we all have a different bullseye. The bottom line is to be happy. You know, if that takes 6 drug-free national championships and a man formation program, have clients around the world that you're giving back and a loving family that you're really dedicated to, and waking up every single day, giving to the world all the lessons that you've learned, all the pain you've gone through to prevent it from it. Well, you know, that's what I've identified as my bullseye. You know, I'll have a lot of people in the bodybuilding world that say, man, you look great. You know, after competing, wow, you look great. Do you ever think about competing every more? Because that's what they believe would make me happy. That's what they would do if they were in my shoes. When I was a bodybuilder and people would see the accomplishments that I was able to achieve as a drug-free bodybuilder, they would say, man, you're crazy. You know, why don't you just take the drugs? You could be Mr. Olympia 10 times over or whatever. And I don't know if that's necessarily true, by the way. I mean, that seems like a belief because you're doing well, you would be so much better. I don't know if that's the way it works. That wasn't going to make me happy. That would make you happy. It may or may not even make you happy. So I'm not going to go for it because that I've already identified that isn't going to make me happy. So to answer the question is, there may have been a more effective and efficient route to put this whole combination lock, this puzzle together to make me happy, right? And that's the same bullseye as you. You just feel it would be if you accomplished this, this, and this, and this. I thought it would be this, this, and this, this. Maybe it's a version of all that. And again, it isn't about me when they ask me that question. It's about them. And I totally understand that. I'm not here. And when I tell you my stories, my successes, my failures, the people who I work with, their stories, the stories I observe from friends or things that I observe from, you know, people on television, you know, people that we would all know, celebrities, my observations about their lives. It's not about them. It's not about me. It's certainly not about the people that I know. It's about how you take all this information and you put it in that computer you have, your brain, your mind, your emotions. You mix it all up so you can get the most out of it, so you can apply it to your life. I know that. And I hope you know that, that I know that. This is all about you. It's just that, you know, through this type of format, I kind of just have to use my experience, what people like us, and I really believe we have a lot in common. That's why you're listening to this podcast. There's something out of the 7 billion people on the planet, you're taking the time to listen to me, which I greatly appreciate, which I always make sure I let you know that you're taking the time. It's because we have a lot more in common than we probably realize. Well, I realize it, right? Because there's so many places on the internet to go, so many blogs, so many websites, so many other podcasts that you can be listening to besides mine. You're taking the time because we've connected in this manner. And I take this connection very seriously. As you can go through these podcasts and listen to, a lot of thought, energy, passion goes into that. I take our relationship very, very seriously. So I understand that you're thinking that if I seem to be devaluing my accomplishment, all right, somehow you don't want to hear that BS. You don't want to hear that because you're just at the beginning of this journey. You see yourself as having, you know, 100 more steps to go. You don't want to hear this stuff that what you're going for may not make you happy. And if you're taking that from my message, you know, it's interesting when it comes to bodybuilding and training, I'll get asked that question, you know, but when it comes to, you know, the man formation and everything that comes out, when you have this charisma, this confidence, when you can walk into a room, connect, you become attractive to other people. And I'm not just talking your physical body, although when you present yourself in a manner, you start treating yourself with the way you dress, but your physiology, you know, the way you carry your body, that body language, it shows whatever physical attractiveness you have or don't have, it shows it off to a greater level. But it's more than, when I talk about attractiveness, especially for a guy, guys, if you're a young guy, trust me, attractiveness, that may be important to you. It's probably not as important as a man in this world than you probably think. You can get by, you can achieve, you can experience. Looks aren't all that important. I don't know for you specifically how much you value looks, but I can tell you this, that they probably shouldn't be as valued as much as you do. And that's, I'm generally speaking from the guys that I mentioned. Then guys will come, well, that's easy for you, Skip. No, it's not. I know the difference. I'm the same guy with a different skill set, a different mindset through man formation, and the world changes. But what I mean is by attractiveness is that you have this energy, this presence, this charisma where people, you know, they want to be with you. They want to hang around you, right? And that creates business opportunities, fun times and experience with awesome people because you have that attractiveness that comes with the power of man formation. And the guys really, you know, understand that, how that may help you out with the opposite sex, which for a lot of guys, figuring out that puzzle that you've been chasing ever since you were 12 years old, trying to get the girl to like you, that is a very, very attractive quality to a lot of the men who I coach. And they want more of that. I help them through that, through one-on-one coaching. But it's all part of the puzzle. You know, it's all about getting yourself together, getting focused, having that energy, right? But what I'm saying is a lot of guys, they don't question that part, though. They love the man formation. But again, it's just something to think about. I can't tell you if what you're going for is going to make you happy at the level that you want. I'll tell you this. You know, I really feel as I accomplished a lot of things that took a lot of energy. Looking back, which, we all have hindsight. Hindsight's 20/20, or that's our perspective. Now we still have to go through our journeys. If I had coaching, if I had coaching with someone, just say like me, who's put so much time, energy, and effort and observation into it, that has, you know, a history of achievement too. They've actually accomplished stuff in their life. I think that's really important, because anybody can read a bunch of books and recite what their interpretation of a book on mental toughness, of motivation. You know, they got to have the credentials behind them. And the reason why is that it's the subtleties in life that make the biggest difference. There's a big difference between somebody who has, you know, studied the research of the science in the gym and the strategies and makes it all black and white, and he can be convincing. I'll tell you, the rocket fuel that really makes all that work is the mindset. And as you probably know, there's tons of guys that have these great physiques that know nothing about the science or anything like that, but they have the passion, the will, the desire, and they find a way. Right? So subtleties that make everything work, and that's that mindset, this mental toughness conditioning that we're applying to everything that we do. So, you know, it's a journey that you need to figure out. If I would have had someone with my credentials guiding me through the whole process, I tell you, you know, I very much appreciate a lot of things I've accomplished. Man, I could have just had it with so much more joy, vigor, and directness, you know. But, you know, hey, that's the way it is for all of us. I'm just thankful that I can get up on a podcast like this and guide you through the process, get you thinking so you can make better decisions. And again, a lot of the stuff that I'm saying, if you've dedicated yourself by listening to these last 39 Morning Connection podcasts, maybe you've gone back to skiplacour.com and you listened to the other 100, it is like, in a way, you getting that Mercedes-Benz, because I've changed your way of thinking. I didn't do it. I just posed questions. I just told stories. And you thought about your situation for 136 times more than you would have. You know, probably in some cases, that's, you know, about 70 hours that you've put into it if you listen to all 39 podcasts. How can you not be better at what you do? How can you not find more distinctions and strategies to achieve those goals, plans, that vision, those feelings and emotions that you want by putting in 70 hours of some guy getting on some podcast every single morning and asking you questions to make you think in a certain way? You can't not become better. So in many ways, this is like that Mercedes. You won't know how much this has affected your life, because you're never going to live the way you were going to go before you exposed yourself to all this powerful, powerful information, this powerful mental toughness conditioning. Hey, let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that one thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? Really think about it. Hey, as I go through these daily disciplines, these morning connection daily disciplines, what level are you at right now? How close are you to a level 10? Can you kick it up one more notch and feel the benefit by the time we get to Morning Connection Podcast 169, 269, 369? Right? One more notch, right? What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, accomplishment that you really, really want. You're not settling. You're not going for the low-hanging fruit. You're not saying, well, I think I can get this. I'll set this as my goal. No, that thing you really, really want, that would take months, if not years, of you stepping up in this manner, playing at as close to level 10, showing up for everything you do as close to level 10 as possible, stretching yourself in that manner. You would have to do that to make it happen. What would that be? And if you've locked onto it, maybe a few podcasts ago, make it more clear in your mind. Add more dimension, more color, more details to that visualization, that visual image that you've created. Is what you're doing right now really helping you get closer to those results that you really want? Now, we know that this podcast is. I just want you to get yourself in that habit. you know, as you're going through Facebook, you know, or your social media, you're spending that time doing that. You know, I'm not telling you not to look through Facebook or social media. I just want to, you know, just want to ask you, I just want to have you ask yourself the question, is this really helping me get closer to the results that I really want? You know, hell, you know, rationalize, say, yeah, it is, because this helps me connect and it makes me better at my job. It gives me a break so I can recharge my mental battery so I can go back to work in here in 10 minutes and kick ass, all right? You know, I don't know. I'm not telling you what you should or you shouldn't do. I just want you to think about, is what you're doing right here, right now, is it really getting you closer to the results that you really want? Not telling you, just having you get in the habit of asking yourself that question. And again, what are those results that you're really after anyway? All right. Hey, guys, thank you so much. Thank you so much for investing this time in you. Thank you so much for putting your faith and trust in me by listening to this guy who's so crazy passionate about this personal development stuff, this mental toughness stuff, that he's going to get up every single morning and have you ask these questions of yourself. All right. And thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. Go to massmachinenutrition.com. I really appreciate you reciprocating my efforts and supporting me, giving me a shot. Thank you so much. And, you know, part of my curriculum is to, you guys, my one-on-one coaching students all over the world, you know, it's not just about the half hour, which goes more than a half hour, as you guys know, every single week that I spend with you. Part of the program is that you are doing this along with everybody else, right? You're doing this. You're listening to this Morning Connection podcast every day to bolster, to enhance, to put what we're doing on our one-on-one time together. You know, this is just an added bonus. It puts that on steroids, so to speak. So your man formation, you getting clear on all this is happening at a quicker rate. I'm giving you that Mercedes to drive around in. All right. Big shout out to you guys. You guys are so committed. And man, I'm so proud of you, especially you young guys who somehow were a lot smarter than me and got this one-on-one coaching so early in your life. All right. You deserve that credit. Like I said, a lot smarter than me. I'll tell you that. And that, you know, and if you've, obviously you've taken the time, what I've done has my abilities, my accomplishments have impressed you enough. So if I'm telling you that you're doing it even better than me, the guy you respect and trust, man, that's a compelling future for you. Awesome job. Have a great day, guys, and we'll connect again tomorrow.